We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Hei, discussing a Jew and a non-Jew that are partners, how they should conduct themselves on Shabbos on Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mechaber is in the middle of Sif Aleph. He said that if they stipulate beforehand that the non-Jew does Shabbos and the Jew does a different day, and that's whatever profits they make, whatever a lot or little, so then that's permitted. Then is the Mechaber, now the top line on page 14. Now, if they did not make the stipulation in the beginning, because when they come into divide, so the non-Jew takes the profits of all the Shabbos, and the rest of the week, they divide. Now, let's say it's not known how much was the specific wages of Shabbos, the specific profits. So then only the non-Jew will take a seventh of the profits, and you divide the rest, meaning in contrast to like the Jew getting a different day of that profit. No, the non-Jew can't be giving to the Jew. He has to take all the profits. Some permit the profits after the fact. Even if they did not stipulate, and they divide it without specifying. That's the Rosh first parak in the Bedazar, Ben Yeruchim. The Nerali says to the Ramah, it appears to me to have a gadol in the large loss, yeshlas magalai, you can rely on them. Yesham, some say, it's a kozel le'magal b'shtafis. This is only talking about a partnership. Shekolechad eisei b'yayimai, where, as the Beis Yisrael explains, everyone is engaged in their day. Avakashat name, oiskim yachal yichay me'achal, but when both of them are busy with the business, the whole week, old days of the weekday, b'shabbos eisei enyu l'badoi, and the Shabbos, only the non-Jews busy. You're allowed to divide with him all the profits. Then Yehudi Adai did an avshik of it, because the non-Jew is doing it for himself. Then you saw Nenim Malach b'Shabbos, and the Jew is not benefiting from his work on Shabbos. Because the business, the job is not incumbent upon the Jew to do as if the non-Jew is his shliach. However, says the Ramah, you shouldn't take the profits just of Shabbos. It should be absorbed together with a lump sum of all the other days together. It's the run first parak of Shabbos, the parak of Kisrei, and at the end of the first parak of Bedazar. Says Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kot and Zayin. Vim lo hisnu betchila. Now, if they did not stipulate in the beginning, so Kos of Stama, so the Mechab is writing Stam lesser below hisnu to say it's forbidden if they didn't stipulate. Afilim lo amalei, even if he didn't tell him avodat b'Shabbos v'ni mechol, look, you'll do Shabbos, I'll do weekday. I mean, and they didn't make up the Tanai about how they're dividing it. And Begamash says, Chalukah lehizkul eshal Shabbos. And also when they were dividing, he didn't mention anything about Shabbos. They just want to, okay, let's divide the profits. Even so, it's forbidden. Because they didn't stipulate before they made the partnership. So essentially, Shabbos is also the Jew's responsibility. When the non-Jew's doing it, so then he's doing it also for the Jew. So the Mechaber said that the halach is that the seventh or that of Shabbos has to go just to the non-Jew. Ramo brought, however, some permit the schar b'dievet even if they did not stipulate b'chol kustam. Says the Mishbura, Hanya that is Shabbos chaluk lehiskli Yisrael es Shabbos. When they were dividing the profits, the Jew didn't mention anything about Shabbos. Limit to say, oh, atat titel k'negi yemamol chabbos. Look, you take for the day that you worked on Shabbos, and I'll take, because we're dividing equally, or I'll take the equivalent of another day during the weekday. No, they just divided unspecifically equally. And began my Rishlim al-Rabbi Tchila. Also, it's Tumah, where he did not tell him in the beginning about that the Shabbos, look, you work on Shabbos, I'll work a different day during the weekday. The non-Jew did the work on Shabbos without the Jew's command. Because if that wasn't the case, then even according to Ramah's lenient opinions, the way we just described it, it would be forbidden according to everyone. Because the gully died to the shlucha haya al Shabbos. Because if he had originally told him, you do Shabbos, I'll do another day during the weekday, without making the tenai of how they're going to divide it, so then he's revealing his intention that, okay, you're my agent to do the work on Shabbos. And that he's going to work correlating another day during the weekday instead of the non-Jew. Because since the work is on both of them, by telling him that, he's making him a shliach to do it for Shabbos. So that for sure wouldn't work. We're just saying where he never said that in the beginning, and the Jew, the non-Jew did Sevik. And now when they're dividing, not saying anything. That's where the leading opinions would say that B'dieved would be okay, and that the Ramos Mekel behaves a gadol. Now B'dah says the Mishnah Berurah on the first white line, the Cholas of Azemairi, you should know that this whole sub is talking about Shaisrol Ben Yehudi him Shutafim Beguvatan of Americas. The Jew and the non-Jew are partners in the actual oven or the bathhouse that they own together. But if the non-Jew doesn't really own a partnership in the actual object itself, he just accepts part of the profits, because he's an employee, but he gets profit sharing because he bakes and because he hits in the oven. Some say that what we're describing is not going to be effective over here. I feel like even when he stipulates in the beginning, that you take your portion on Shabbos and I'll take my portion during the weekday, which is the Mechaber's halacha that works. No, the Kivin Sheguf HaTanu Hushal Yisrael, since the actual oven belongs always owned by the Jew, it's like leasing to the non-Jew his oven on Shabbos. She asked the Bishvul Zasacha that it should heat it for him because of the wages that he's giving him. How's he paying him? By saying, I'll do it during a day during the weekday. Now, you're not allowed to take profits of Shabbos. And it's like Schar Shabbos because you're going to go like leasing to him because non-Jew doesn't own it, you own it. Look at the Rambam that comes out. That you have to be concerned, to be stringent, like this opinion. Now, v'davka ba'ifin zeh. Now, specifically in such a situation, shaloi ba'avlo, where it's not absorbed in the other days. But if it's like absorbed, let's say he tells the baker, you take 2-3 days. When I'll take 2-3 days. Then sure, it's permitted when he made the stipulation at the beginning of the partnership. Because then you don't have a problem with Schar Shabbos. There are from the later authorities that they hold, you don't need to have over here that when the non-Jew does not have a portion of the oven, to stipulate from the beginning, like we're saying in the Sif, because since you did it absorbed, so now you don't have any problems, because the whole problem would be Schar Shabbos, because like you're essentially hiring him and paying him by doing a day during the weekday, but once above law, you don't have Schar Shabbos, and then it wouldn't be a problem. The Sharetzi and Oiz Zayin brings that if the non-Jew takes half the profits every single day because of his baking, and even according to Mark and Avram, you wouldn't need specifically that you stipulate from the beginning if it's above law, because he's literally like an oris, like a sharecropper, and therefore if it's publicized that he's not getting paid by the day, so there's no moment problem marasayin, like we said in Summation of Gimel, so then it would be permitted, as the Mishnah Berurah explained. Siv cut and test. Ramo brought a yesh aimrim that this all talking about only a partnership. Each guy does it b'yoymai. But when they both do together the whole week, and the Shabbos only the non-Jew, then you're allowed to divide with him all the profits because the non-Jew is doing it for himself. But the halacha here is talking about each guy does it b'yoymai. So what's that? The oz then kibin da yisrael oisa kol yoymai alav. Since the Jew does every Sunday, so then the non-Jew is like his agent, lasts to kol yoymai Shabbos b'shvilah to do every Saturday for him. So then you need to have that they make this stipulation like we mentioned before. The non-Jew gave a Jew money to do business with during the weekday. He's investing with him. And the Shabbos, the non-Jew does the business. The Jew is forbidden to receive from the profits that are derived from what the non-Jew did on Shabbos. Unless the Jew stipulated him from the beginning, which that's the main principle, really, of the Sif, that it was never the responsibility of the Jew at all. Because if that's not the case, give them lochazism to all Yisrael. Since that job was the Jew's responsibility, because it was hard to do this, now the non-Jew is just doing it on Saturday because the Jew won't do it, us is forbidden because essentially he's like the shliach of the Yisrael. But as we said before, if both of them do it throughout the week, then he's allowed to divide it, because when the non-Jew does a Shabbos, that did the nafshik of it, he's doing it for himself. And that's Bishul Chelke, because of his portion of the partnership, which both of them work every single day. which is like a sharecropper. In Mutum Medina, where although the Jew is getting some of the profits, it's Mutum from the halacha for him to do it. We said in the beginning, some Rishon Gimel. The Kimish will care, but Be'era is since he takes from the Paris of with the sharecropper, he's doing it for himself. The part of the Jew, okay, by default, becomes profitable. But then count some things over here. El Dusham Asabatanar. There, it's just if in the case of oven, it's forbidden because their parents are wrongdoing. Shem is who they're going to say that, oh, he's really hard by him. Become like a marasayin, he has no problem about the parents are wrongdoing. But everyone knows that the non Jew is a partner. So there's no marasayin to say, oh, that he hired him. Sivkot and Yud Aleph. And then they saw Nana Bechulu, the Jew's not benefiting from his work on Shabbos, because like we said, that's not the Jew's responsibility to do. It's similar to what it means to say is that the Asir Raknam the male. It's not like the Jew's not benefiting. He is, but it's a byproduct by default. The non-Jew's not doing it to benefit the Jew. The Lava Kishluch was that he should be like his agent. It's not the responsibility of the Jew to do it on Shabbos. The Bechul, Mechamech name. During the weekday, they both heated up. Over Shabbos, the non-Jew cannot force the Jew to work with him because they both do it together. Therefore, Bevadei Adai to the Nafsh Abed is definitely doing it for himself, and therefore it's permitted. However, the Mirama ended off to say, don't take the profits of Shabbos independently. Rather, Sifkan Yabez, take it by law. Take it absorbed with the rest of the profits. It's not Mechzik Sechah Shabbos. It looks like that you're taking wages of Shabbos, which is forbidden. Where they made the stipulation from the beginning that, okay, look, you do Shabbos, you take Shabbos, I'll do weekday, I'll take that weekday, which is permitted. Now, if afterwards, at the time when they're actually dividing up the money, the non-Jews agreeable to say, you know what, forget it, let's just equally divide it. Then what then is permitted? He's agreeable with somebody who says, Allah, that it comes out, what they had stipulated, whether it was a lot or a little, the non-Jew made more money on Saturday than let's say the Jew made on the day that he's doing on Sunday. When they're dividing, the non-Jew's like, you know what, I don't care, let's just divide equally. Even so, the chiddush of this siv is, we don't say, oh, now it's retroactively revealed. So it seems like he was his agent to do it on Shabbos, because you see the dividing equally, it must be that what was really the Jew was supposed to do, he was doing it for him, and no, it's just a gift that the non-Jew is giving him. Since they made up that Saturday is just for the non-Jew, it's his, and he's allowed to gift it to the Jew. Now, but Davka, as you can see, Davches, specifically, it's only if the agreement of the non-Jew that the division should be equal was unspecific, meaning it's not like they went through the profits of the 2 days and realize how much more he has, and then they're saying, okay, let's equalize. I've come to making a calculation, meaning that the Jew tells the non-Jew when they're dividing. Look, you're taking b'Shabbos 100 zuz. For the weekday day that I took, I only got 50. Fill up for me what I'm missing. And then, okay, the non-Jew agrees to do that. There's already opinions regarding that, if that would be undoing the whole validity of the tonight. The Sharatin, as Yud says, the same thing is the opposite. If let's say the profits of the weekday was more than the day of the Saturday, and the non-Jew tells the Jew, you fill up for me, says the Sharatin, the same thing would be that is possibly problematic. The Bir Alocha, the Mask of Chilku Stam, Ramah brought some permit the schar b'di'evet even if they did not stipulate and they divided unspecific. He says, look at Mishpurus of Kot Nechas. And he says, everything we say with this in the Braisa and the Gemara b'di'evet Chav Bezim and Aleph and from Rashi. So look at Ramah that brings from Ben Yeruchim and his words are like this. Im mistam alokach in yud b'shabes b'loim miris Yisrael. So that's the Bible if shalim l'kula. And then he brings Pirish Rashi on this Ayin Shah. So look at Pirish Megad and Lushit Yisrael that explained that a Kondra Ben Yeruchim, since the In Yehudi takes Mitzchila from himself, Stam, even if the Jew tells him afterwards, you take Shabbos and I'll take a weekday connector, it's also permitted. According to Rashi, it's forbidden. Look over there. It says, Rabbi Yerucham is not intending for this. Because according to everyone, they hold that a Jew is forbidden to mention Shabbos at the time of the Chalukah, even if the non-Jew already took Shabbos in the beginning. Look at Sefer Truma, Torah in the beginning of Siman. So why would this say Rabbi Yerucham would disagree on everyone? Rather, Rabbi Yerucham's intent is to explain the question that the non-Jew takes connected Yom HaShabbos, whether a lot or little, and he still takes connected Yom Chayil, but it was bestammed that the Jew did not mention that he's taking Yom Chol connected Yom HaShabbos. Rashi explains, Cholku stam lebesay peshaba, and that the Magen Avraham brings to be urim and the Ladin. You could say that even Rashi agrees with Rabbi Yerucham, and they both say it's permitted according to Yeshayim because it was bestammed. And like our words, he says, how is the Shabbos? That's what the Kaman Rabbi Yerucham is. That's also in the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
Some of the dirshu is dirshu number 11. If you have someone that lives in Chutz La'aretz that's spending time in Eretz Yisrael and he intends to return to Chutz La'aretz, which is the halacha regarding Yom Tov Sheni, has like the halacha of someone from Chutz La'aretz, and becomes a partner in a store with someone that's Eretz Yisrael digger. The Birchei Yosef writes that it's permitted for the Eretz Yisrael digger to sell Yom Tov Sheni in their shared store, even though for the person from Chutz La'aretz it's forbidden for him to sell Yom Tov Sheni and to divide the profits equally. Because since both of them are involved with the store constantly together, like the Ramah Paskin regarding Yisrael Benachri, he adds on that even the Mechaba who doesn't say this halacha, however, it's not an obvious proof that he disagrees, and for that you could permit it. Issue number 12, regarding that the non-Jew is like an Aris and that's Mutta Medina, and even when the portion of the ownership of the non-Jew is only a third or a quarter, Shlomo Zalman writes, that if he stands in the store on Shabbos, it's permitted for the Jew to divide with him the profits equally. And even if the portion of the non-Jew in the ownership is very small, and the definite majority of the ownership is a Jew, it's okay. And he adds on that that's as written in Shabbos Chassam Sefer, that even if the non-Jew has only a small portion, it would make it permitted. Dish number 13, which we say that for sure the non-Jew is doing a daita dinavshi. Now, specifically, only when the non-Jew is not obligated to work on Shabbos, however, if he is obligated to, because of the conditions, Chubas Gizmash writes that since he's doing it because of the condition, then he's like a shlich of the Yisrael. And even though regarding the Jew that leases out the taxes for a non-Jew on Shabbos, Rama wrote in Simrish Mamdal that's permitted for the Jew to receive the taxes, even when the non-Jew has to work, that's only because it's a Malkam Hefs, a situation of loss. But a partnership, which is only just a loss of profit, not a loss of principle, they did not permit it. And he adds on that when the non-Jew is not obligated to do it because of the condition, even though he understands that if it doesn't work on Shabbos, that the Jew won't be pleased and is concerned that he'll remove himself from the partnership, however, that would still be permitted because since it did not make such a condition, let's consider like he's doing it for himself. Condition number 14, which because if you take it only on, you need to do it b'havlah, because if not, it's like, looks like Schar Shabbos. Now, even if that the Jew does not have any connection at all to the malacha that the non-Jew is doing, because the non-Jew is doing this only for himself, and this that the non-Jew is going to give me to a Jew his portion of the profits only like a matana, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, however, still it's forbidden to do this, because since the Jew has a part of the business that the non-Jew is doing the malacha, it still seems like Schar Shabbos, and therefore we said it has to be done with Havlah.